today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to having you call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, by the way, we're in the Easter season. I call it Countdown to Calvary. For about 40-some-odd years, I've preached a series, Passion Week. I've stepped footsteps of Jesus during Passion Week, the last week the Lord Jesus spent in his humanity here on planet Earth, Sunday through Sunday. And the Gospel of Mark is the text that I like best for that. And in chapter 11 through chapter 16, it deals with Sunday to Sunday, the triumphal entry of Jesus coming into Jerusalem and his resurrection on the following Sunday. We're looking forward to having you join us even this coming Sunday, as it is the week before Christmas. We'll be looking at the scream of the cross, the scream of the cross, and the silence of the cross, because the Savior is on Calvary's cross for you and for me. Looking forward to having you join us, First Conservative Baptist Church. Bible studies at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Worship service at 10:45. Looking forward to having you as our special guest. Our radio listeners are particularly invited to come, join with us, and to have an opportunity to worship in the house of God as we study His Word. If you're looking for music that honors God, if you're looking for a message that you can understand without the rock and roll beat and without the what I call voodoo theology in it, where you've got clear theological understanding, we'd love to have you. Let you see a sample of what is done here and what God is doing as we preach and teach His Word. Thank you so much for so many that's already visited. Love to have you come even this approaching Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. Affirming biblical truths is now considered racist. President Trump is called a racist. We have even some major medical associations calling it racist if you say there are two genders. With all of the executive orders that President Trump has signed, I think the one where he declares there are only two genders has probably been the one that stirred up more controversy than any of his executive orders, where he said President Trump simply is affirming what God has said. Now, listen. When we get to the point and place in any nation where we determine that man and government is smarter than God, and we're going to abandon God, abandon God's word, abandon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and make our own principles, our own philosophies, our own agenda, we're in danger of being lost as a nation. And we can just look at what is happening around the globe, with most of Europe today being antithetical to anything that's called Christian. In fact, in the UK, I think it's less than 2%. Less than 2% that considers themselves Christians in all of the UK. We're witnessing the demise of Christianity on a global basis, and America is the last bastion of hope, because we still have, even though it's a divided nation, I say that we have about half the nation or better that still wants to cling to, hold to, adhere to, and be thankful for the law of God found in the Word of God. I read earlier some verses found in Psalms 119. Psalms 119 is all about the Word of God. The psalmist said in verse 62 of Psalms 119, "Midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." Psalms 119, verse 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." And it goes further and further in talking about the Word of God and what God's Word says and what God's Word does. Verse 112, "I've inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to the love for the Word of God. As a nation, we need to get back to the point where we have openly, willingly have the U.S. flag in our classrooms, where there's the pledge to the flag. Openly, willingly have "In God We Trust" in our classrooms. And openly and willingly have the Ten Commandments in all of our schools so that our kids can grow up learning what God's Word says. Yes, I understand it's the parent's responsibility to train up a child in the way he should go. When he will have become old, he will not have departed from it. Proverbs 22:6 tells us it's the parent's responsibility. We have abrogated that responsibility. We have allowed the government to teach our kids. And this is the reason I rejoice, and you've heard me say it before on this broadcast, I rejoice in the fact that President Trump has given the Secretary of Education the charge, the responsibility to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education, remanding the funds for education back to the states, and the states block granting that back to the counties and allowing the counties to be controlled by moms and dads for that child's education. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. School reportedly helped a student move in with her female teacher. Authorities in Colorado began a criminal investigation into the Columbine High School, known around the world for its mass shootings in 1999. After officials there falsely claimed an underage student was homeless so that she could move in with her female teacher. And why the school's actions are all concealed from the student's concerned parents? This is not a story. It's a nightmare, the mother told the nation, the station. It was 3 years ago the mom found paperwork in her daughter's room revealing that teachers, counselors, and even the principal had developed a plan to help her daughter run away from home. This was deliberate. It was calculated. It was intentional, the mother said. The school reportedly helped her 17-year-old daughter lie on the federal form declaring that she was homeless, then hid her from the parents. An investigator hired by the school confirmed the student was involved in an inappropriate relationship with a social studies teacher. They say that the teacher was grooming the girl, according to the research and the information. While counselors helped the girl fill out the form, they say Columbine principal also knew that the girl's plans and did not tell the parents. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of mindset that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party has. And today where they see there's a fracturing of that, a breaking apart, a deterioration of that mindset, where there's a division, and they see the possibility of their goal of sexualization and weaponization and indoctrination of our students in the schools, it frightens the left to death to think that they will lose the grip on our child's minds today. It is, ladies and gentlemen, a crisis point, as I call it. We're in a transition in America, and we're witnessing the fact that God has divinely intervened and placed President Donald Trump in the Oval Office the second time for President 47. And in doing so, he has a mindset of reinstating morals and ethics and values in our nation. Now, listen. Some will make fun of his sometimes crude remarks. Some will make fun of his position on some of the positions that he's held in the past. But ladies and gentlemen, look at how God used King David and look at his sordid past. Look at how God used Solomon and the things that he was involved in. And yet God uses a flawed human being to bring about his plan and purpose when there's a willing heart to obey God. And that's what we see in President Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm not deifying him. I'm not putting him on a pedestal. I'm not saying that he walks on water. I'm not saying that he wears a halo. That's not the position at all. But he's taken a position that is going to restore some morals and ethics and values in America. I'm looking at a headline, Trump urged to investigate schools hiring secret transitions from parents. Hiding transitions from parents. Very similar to the previous article. This is in Wisconsin. A Wisconsin district is facing complaints over the policy that they kept parents in the dark when their child identified as the opposite sex at the school. Milwaukee Public Schools should lose federal funding if the district does not change its policy in response to President Trump's executive order ending radical indoctrination of K-12 schooling. Several organizations that advocate for parents' rights told Educational Secretary Linda McMahon and Attorney General Pam Bondi in a complaint sent Wednesday. The department should also require the Milwaukee Public School System to notify the parents of any child from whom MPS maintains a secret gender support plan without the parents' awareness. Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, called WILL, and Parents Defending Education, PDE, argue in the complaint. Here's the final wrap-up. The district's policy instructing staff to label gender-related information as confidential and to remove it from the student's official records violates all federal law and statutes. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's been happening. I'm thankful to see President Donald J. Trump withdrawing from our funds from some of these so-called prestigious universities that have been issuing credentials that on the face of it's not worth the paper it's written on, where the parents are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a child a doctoral degree or PhD or some recognized degree supposedly, where they can't go out and paint a building with that degree in one hand. But yet those universities, Harvard, Brown University, Columbia University, and I could go on and on and on. They had that, by the way, on national television this morning on Fox News about 7 o'clock, pointing out those institutions. And when you consider the total that Trump has put a freeze on, the dollars, it's into the billions of dollars. Personally, as I've said before on this broadcast, I'd be in favor of all, that's A-L-L, all federal funds being withdrawn from all A-L-L colleges and universities in America. Most of these prestigious universities, most all of the colleges, have some major endowment fund by the hundreds of millions, some into the billions of dollars, and yet they're charging kids from taxpaying parents mega tuition just to get in that school. I think it's antithetical to anything that we call a proper approach to education in America. Ladies and gentlemen, another headline. Lawsuit alleges Homeland Security and TSA threatened and tagged and targeted a New Jersey mother because she opposed the polysexual, that's P-O-L-Y-S-E-X-U-A-L, posters at the elementary school where her daughter was going. She wound up going to school, seeing the posters, and asking questions. What are those posters about? Why is that in my child's classroom? Why is my child being taught that? As a result of that, she was targeted by the local administration, which then put a target on her back in the local law enforcement, which in turn transmitted that information to the TSA. And so every time she'd go through TSA, she'd be profiled and questioned and set aside and are canceling. I'm looking at the headline that says, lawsuit alleges Homeland Security TSA threatened and tagged a New Jersey mom because she opposed a polysexual poster at her child's elementary school. Ladies and gentlemen, that's some of the things that Trump is in the process of abolishing, removing, and changing. We're a divided nation. Part of the nation wants to honor God, honor His word. Bible says, thou shalt not kill. So part of America says, I'm against abortion because that's murder. We want morals and ethics and values so that a parent is not worried about what that child is taught at school, so that a family is not worried about the child getting on the sidewalk and walking around in the afternoon. We want a nation where the schools do not sexualize, weaponize, demonize, and destroy the life and the morals of the child in the school. Most Americans want secure borders and leaders that will protect and safeguard our nation's sovereignty. We want medical freedom, not forced masks, not forced shutdowns, not forced deadly jabs in the arm with a vaccine that supposedly is going to help, but it'll only kill. America craves our Bill of Rights without censorship from the government controls. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I'm speaking most likely to the majority of you that are in the half of America that wants morals and ethics and values. We want to go back to civility in our nation. We want to recognize the Word of God. We want to reinstate the morals and ethics and values in our kids and in the school system. We want to stop government waste, fraud, and abuse. But ladies and gentlemen, we're a divided nation, and Jesus says it cannot stand. Divided nation also seen when we talk about the search for the waste, fraud, and abuse. Listen, if you've got a different idea, call me. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? Should we think, view, or believe that all of our politicians should want to stop waste, fraud, and abuse? Well, that would be the general thinking of us all. But we've discovered that all ALL, let me repeat that, all ALL of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party are against the finding of the hundreds of billions of dollars in waste in the federal bureaucracy. Why is that so? Right now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the elements that's causing hair pulling and hair on fire in the D.C. Beltway is because Elon Musk says, in fact, he was to start last week, of investigating the income and the profiles of that income for our legislators. How is it possible Hakeem Jeffries went into office in debt $40,000? And now, according to the research, he's worth about $36 million. How is it possible that AOC, that couldn't pay a $1,600 and $1,800 tax bill when she went in office, is now worth about $22 million? Where'd it come from? Nancy Pelosi had wonderful success with stock, it appears. Yeah, of course, it wasn't necessarily in her name. It was her husband's name. But into the hundreds of millions of dollars. We need to stop the waste, fraud, and abuse, and it needs to start, that stoppage needs to start in the House of Representatives and the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats. And I'm in agreement with that. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we find that there's no sense of a standard in America, and as we approach our 250th birthday, we need to understand that if we continue the divisiveness, if we continue to be divided, a house divided, the Lord Jesus Christ says, it cannot stand. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good. Very good. Thank God. Praise God. You know, Dr. Youngblood, I believe, you know, you and I have had many discussions, you know, concerning these politicians, and it's high time for the church and America as well to wake up and realize that we now have a second chance to get it right. And the only way that we're going to stop some of this fraud and abuse and, you know, violating our rights and different things like that is to vote. And I'm going to continue to call them degenerates. We need to get the degenerates out of positions of authority. We need to vote them out and get the right people in there that can help get us back on track. And I think that will be the answer to all of our problems.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, let me broaden that discussion just slightly for our listening audience. I believe what we've talked about, we had politician after politician after politician in most of my adult lifetime, and I'm still under 100, but I've seen too many of them come and run for election that they're going to stop the legislative process allowing a person to go into office and spend the rest of his life there. They call it term limits. We need term limits in the House and the Senate more than anything else. If we've got term limits for the president, we need to have term limits for the House and the Senate. We have no term limits. We have some that's been up there 30, 40, 50 years. As a result of that, they're accumulating through the back door hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're passing legislation that they will never be required to live under. I believe it needs to go back to the system that was in the days when our government was first set up, that we had farmers, doctors, lawyers that would leave their city, their community. They would travel to Washington. They'd go through a legislative session. They would come back and live under the laws that they had created and passed in Washington. We need to get back to that. Need to get back to it so that a House of Representatives member can be elected for 4 years or 6 years and it's over. A senator can be elected for either 6 years or 8 years and it's over. I believe if the president has a limit of 8 years, two successive terms, I believe there needs to be a term limit for those in the House and the Senate. We're finding those that are not simply out of touch with the reality of what America needs. And right now, Dr. Davis, I'm looking at the headline, says the Senate Democrats blocked the bill that would have banned men from women's sports. Senate Democrats joined together to block the Republican-backed legislation that would have permanently banned biological men from participating in women's sports from kindergarten through 12th grade and colleges that receive federal funding. And yet we find, this bill was blocked by the Democrats. Not a single Democrat voted for the approval of a bill that would have prevented men, biological males, from being in female sports, locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, and bathrooms. Does that tell us something, Dr. Davis, in your mind? Does it show a moral degeneration in that category of legislators? What say you?
Well, going back to what I said, you know, at the beginning of the conversation, degenocrats. I mean, you just said it. The Democrats are the ones that's blocked the vote, you know, to make things right. So, yeah, that's what the whole problem really is, and it's going to continue to be. Now, even if we get it set back in line, in the pattern that it should be, and all our rights get restored, as soon as they get a chance to vote another person back in office, Democrat, they're going to come in and undo everything that was done in the same way that Joe Biden did. And that's the reason why I'm pretty sure that he lost the election. Well, never did get into the election in the first beginning, but he lost his mind. He lost a big part of his mind trying to undo all the things that President Trump did. He wasted 3.5 years just undoing everything that was supposed to work out for the benefit of every American, not just Republicans and so forth, but everybody would have benefited from what President Trump did in his first term as far as the laws that he put in place and the different things that were supposed to work out, you know, the right way. So this is the reason why, you know, we're going to continue to have these problems. But wake up, church. I mean, wake up, Christians. We now have a second chance to get this right, so we don't need to miss our opportunity.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Dr. Davis, that I'm prayerful that we'll be able to accomplish, I'm seeing, by the way, a prerequisite to what I'm about to say. I'm seeing a crack in the armor of the Republicans in D.C. Grassley, Chuck Grassley, has just joined with a Democrat wanting to introduce legislation that would prevent President Trump from putting tariffs in place without going through the House and the Senate first. They want to. Chuck Grassley, supposed to be a conservative, been in there, I think, since his birth date in the Senate, and he's wanting to, or in the House, and he's wanting to tie Trump's hands. So the point that I make, all that Trump has done that's good was by executive order. We need to have rapid occurrences of passing legislation that will make these things permanent that President Trump has done by executive orders, or just as you have just said, some other president going into office can undo all that Trump is doing to give freedom and morals and ethics and values back into American system. And so it is my prayer that he'll be able to accomplish that through God's power, God's wisdom, and God's protection for President Trump. So, Dr. Davis, it deserves our prayer, deserves our recognition of where we stand.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, one more thing, Dr. Youngblood, let me say this and let you go. This is the one thing that's going to wake them up, and I know it already has. It's got their full attention. President Trump has already tossed the idea out there about running again because his first term wasn't in succession with his second term. So they'll wake up now, and I'm pretty sure they'll get something in place to try to do prevent him from doing that.
Exactly right. I think that as you analyze, and I've already talked about this privately, when you analyze the constitutionality of it, I believe the Constitution is referring to successive terms. That is 8 years, two successive terms. That has not happened. This has been a fluke totally. And I believe this is only the second time a president's been able to go back and be reelected after the first term, then a four-year period with another president. And so it's my prayer that God will guide and direct in that. It's my prayer that if that is what God would have, that's what will take place. But I'm praying that we can see the codification by way of legislation of all of the wonderful things that Trump is doing to protect America through his executive orders. But Dr. Davis, it deserves our prayer. And for the, as you keep saying, and I'm in agreement, churches, we need to recognize that we're salt and light. And as salt and light, we need to mitigate against darkness. We need to illumine the world with the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be the light bearers and need to recognize as salt, we stop the decay. So that's the charge today. Dr. Davis,
Amen.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. It's egregious abuse. School secretly forces a teenager to get the COVID shot and now faces the music. Parents have the longstanding right to direct the upbringing of their child and their children and to make the right medical decisions on their behalf. This is dated, by the way, March 25th, 2025. It goes on to talk about a middle school that's been allowing that to take place in the past. As a result of that, there's been a death of a student, and now there's the suit against the school and against the government in that area for it. Looking at another headline, FCC launches a probe of Disney over the DEI practices. Ladies and gentlemen, our whole nation has fallen to the lowest moral ethical level based on the Biden administration's moral ethical standards, and now that standard that has become so low in its morals that Trump is looked at as being the third eye in the middle of his head rather than recognize it as a gift from God, a redirection of our nation to deliver us from the absolute destruction that a divided nation will face. Again, let me remind you, Matthew 12, verse 25 and 26, the Lord Jesus says, a divided house or a divided nation cannot stand. We cannot look at morals and ethics and values and claim because God created two genders and because Trump claims that in an executive order, all of a sudden it's racism. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.